Welcome back to Bloomin' Home, your go-to podcast for modern home decor and home renovation, and now including four healthy and delicious recipes. I am your host, Tiffany Nguyen, and today we're diving into the world of Asian cuisine with a recipe for a healthy comfort food, Asian veggie stir fry. Welcome to Bloom and Home, your go-to podcast to receive tips and inspiration for your next elegant and modern home remodel. I am your host, Tiffany Nguyen, a professional interior designer, co-founder of Aculus Interiors, a custom window treatment and closet system studio. So in addition to home renovations, homemaking is a really big part of what we do here. And we have many different Asian influences here in the company at Aculus. We have Vietnamese, we have Chinese, and you have also myself, Caucasian, which I'll be sharing those as well. I just made some delicious vegan scones this morning that I will be sharing with you in the future. But today I thought I would start off with a vegetable stir fry for all of you who are vegetarians. It's easy to add in some chicken or beef if you like. That's easy if you want to add some more animal protein. So the recipe today I wanted to share with you is something that we love to put together, and then you stir it, you have the stir fry with the sauces, and then you top it off on top of either some white type of noodles, they're called vermicelli noodles, or you can put it on rice. Very simple, very healthy. And if you want to avoid grains, you can also top it onto millet. Stir fry is so versatile. It's so easy, it's quick and easy, and it's great to make that's packed full of flavor and nutrients that you can make during the week. This recipe really is a perfect balance of vegetables. You can add protein if you like and healthy fats to make it nutritious, and it's a satisfying meal. So to begin, you want to heat a tablespoon of your preferred oil. Sesame is the go-to for Asian cuisines. You can also, I always just use olive oil, in a large pan over medium-high heat. And you want to start by adding 2 cloves of minced garlic, 1 teaspoon of grated ginger, and then saute that for about a minute until fragrant. Not too crispy, not too brown. So again, I would say prepare all of your veggies and chop and everything beforehand before you start cooking. So listen on through to this recipe, get your ingredients out, chop them up, get them prepared. You can put them in bowls if you want or just on your cutting board, and then start adding, because stir fry can burn really quickly. Just a side note. So then next you want to chop off onions, bell peppers, broccoli, carrots, snapped peas. And you're going to add all of your vegetables into the stir fry. You can do this in a large saute pan. You don't have to have a wok, but you know, a wok is really nice to have as well. And these vegetables not only add color, but of course they have a wide range of vitamins and minerals, of course. So you're going to stir fry the vegetables for about 5 to 7 minutes until they start to soften, but are still crispy. You don't want to overcook all the nutrients out of your vegetables. And then you want to retain some of that crunchiness for texture and again, preserving the nutrients. Now it's time to add the sauce. Again, prepare your sauce beforehand in a small bowl. Mix together 3 tablespoons of soy sauce, 3 tablespoons of hoisin sauce, 1 tablespoon of rice vinegar, and 1 teaspoon of honey. Now again, I love to add a bit of the Morton's garlic salt, add pepper to it, and then you can also add a bit of a bay seasonings if you wanted to have a little bit more flavor, or you can even add some chili paste if you want some spiciness to your sauce. This part, kind of, there's an art to it. You want to go by taste, go with what you're feeling that night, and then you pour that sauce over the veggies that you're stir frying. Stir to coat evenly. And this would be the time if you wanted to add protein. You could even add in tofu if you want to go with animal-free protein. Chicken, shrimp is always very popular, and any type of seafood is really great choice for protein. Simply add the protein to the pan and cook until it's heated through or cooked to your desired doneness. Should be fairly quick. And again, you don't want to continue to cook too long everything, because then all your nutrients and your veggies will be too soft. Once everything is cooked, remove the pan from the heat and serve your Asian veggie stir fry over a bed of steamed rice or rice noodles. Garnish with some sesame seeds, chopped green onions, and I also prefer cilantro. All of this adds a burst of flavor, freshness, and the cilantro adds that great healthy nutrients to kind of help also your body detox. And so there you have it. It's a delicious and nutritious Asian veggie stir fry that's perfect for a healthy, comfortable meal, either on a Friday night, maybe you want to do this tonight, or on the weekend, weekday, any day that you need a quick, easy recipe. Thank you so much for tuning in to Bloom in a Home, and be sure to subscribe for more healthy recipes and cooking tips every Friday. And we'll see you Wednesday for another home improvement remodel tip and inspiration. Until next time, happy cooking! This episode is sponsored by Aculus Interiors, redefining luxury window treatments, providing high quality, customizable, modern smart home solutions that enhance your home. Our advanced materials, elegant and luxurious, enhance the privacy and insulation of your home, keeping it energy efficient year round. Elevate your living space with our modern technology-savvy window treatments and discover the luxury of effortless control and timeless style today. Get your free quote at aculusinteriors.com. Local in Orange County, California.